Go tell
it on the Talk Radio.
And everywhere, go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the east and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the east and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the east and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountains that Jesus Christ is born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Good news, good news, Christ died for me. Good news, good news, I'm saved eternally. Good news, good news, that happens to me, that Jesus of Nazareth is born. Good news, good news, Christ died for you. Good news, good news, you are saved eternally. Good news, good news, that happened to you, that Jesus of Nazareth is born. Good news, good news, Christ died for you. Good news, good news, you are saved eternally. Good news, good news, Jesus is born, that Jesus of Nazareth is born. Good news, good news, Christ died for you. Good news, good news, you are saved eternally. Good news, good news, that happens to you, that Jesus of Nazareth is born. Good news, good news, Christ died for you. Good news, good news, you are saved eternally. Good news, good news, that happened to you, that Jesus of Nazareth is born. Hallelujah, Christ is coming very soon. Hallelujah, Christ is coming. Amen, amen, hallelujah. Jesus is coming very soon. Hallelujah, Christ is coming. Christ is coming. Christ is coming very soon. Hallelujah, Christ is coming. Amen, amen, hallelujah. Jesus is coming very soon. Hallelujah. Christ is coming. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming very soon. 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 Hallelujah. Jesus is coming very soon. Hallelujah. Christ is coming. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming very soon. Hallelujah. Christ is coming. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for bringing us thus far. This year is finishing again. God has saw us through. And we give God the glory and the praise. It's not by our power, not by our might. It's not that we are holier than any other person. It's just the grace of God. We're getting ready for another brand new year, 2020. And I know we shall all be there in the name of Jesus Christ. Y'all welcome to the Our Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching you all the way from Langham, Maryland. This is Archbishop Stephen John Bukuru coming your way with the living word of God. I'm glad today I have someone online too, area code 708-475-2693. Please stay with me. It's going to be a 30-minute broadcast. I will let you make some comments or whatever you have to share. I'll let you share when the time comes. But at the beginning, I'm just going to share what God has laid in my heart very quickly. And then we shall know God is doing a new thing. Today, I'm led to share with you on the topic, Jesus Christ was born to destroy the works of the devil. The purpose of Christ's death. Many people, they don't understand. They think Jesus was just born, you know, like any other person. You know, Jesus just came to this world. You know, Jesus just came. It's more than that. And as you can see in the scriptures, the purpose of Christ's death was not hidden. In 1 John chapter 3, verse number 8, see, for this reason, the Son of God was manifested. For this purpose, Jesus was born. He was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. In fact, I thank God for that scripture because it makes it very clear. I made a research on the reasons why Jesus was born. And I know there are so many other reasons, like, he came to rule, he came to reign, he came to this, you know, to show us the ways of God, he came to teach, he came to preach, Jesus came to die for us on the cross of Calvary, shed his blood for the remission of our sins. There are millions of reasons. But above all, in 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, the B part of it nailed the issue once and for all. And it is very clear. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For this purpose, Jesus was manifested. He came to destroy the works of the devil. And I tell you, of course, Jesus did that. You can see it in his ministry of 33 and a half years of ministry while he was on earth. You know, he came against Satan and all his demons, you know, was casting them out and healing the sick and raising the dead, giving sight to the blind, the deaf and dumb, hear the cripples walk. The works of the devil in the lives of people, Jesus came to conquer all of them. The kingdom of Satan, Jesus conquered. He conquered all. Victory, victory. Victory, victory. He shall rise no more. The kingdom of Satan, Jesus conquered. He conquered all. Victory, victory. Victory, victory. He shall rise no more. The kingdom of darkness, Jesus conquered. He conquered all. Victory, victory. Victory, victory, shall rise no more. The kingdom of Satan, Jesus conquered. He conquered all. That's why on the cross of Calvary, the last statement Jesus made was, it is finished. The work of redemption is finished. The work of deliverance is finished. The work of healing is finished. It is finished. Jesus came to complete the works of God. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested. He came to destroy. To destroy what? He did not come to destroy everything that is good. He did not come to destroy people's houses.
He did not come to throw bombs like these people are doing here and there. He did not come, you know, to scatter homes or families. He did not come to frustrate people. He did not come to disturb people. Jesus was born for you and I. He came to destroy the works of the devil. What are the works of the devil? Sin, sickness, disease, poverty, hardship, frustration, failure, the works of witchcraft, the works of Satan, the works of the enemy, the works of the demon. Jesus came to destroy all. And if you read some other translation of this same verse, say they use the word, he came to paralyze. I like that. Jesus came to paralyze the works of the devil. Then another translation says, Jesus came to annul. The word annul means to cancel. I like that too. Jesus came to cancel the works of the enemy. And I can read so many translations here. He came to paralyze. He came to neutralize. He came to neutralize the works of the devil. He came to paralyze the works of the devil. He came to annul the works of the devil. And then in the King James Version, say he came to destroy. That's a stronger word. He came to destroy. When something is destroyed, I don't know who wants to use that thing. I don't know who really wants to, they say the thing is destroyed. You know, I have seen things that have been destroyed. Take, for instance, I've visited war-torn nations. And, of course, in Nigeria, even we have war. We had war in the 60s to 70s, and I've seen how homes destroyed by bombs. And I've been to Liberia, I've been to Sierra Leone, war-torn nations, where bombs blow down buildings, and the whole building is gone, you know. Not to talk of New York, when the September 11 took place and the whole of that structure was brought down to ground zero. You see, that is destruction. Destruction. The devil came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came to give us life, and life more abundantly. The devil destroys something that is good, but Jesus came to destroy evil from our land. Jesus came to destroy sin from our life. Jesus came to destroy sickness. See, for this purpose, the Son of God will manifest. He that is of God committed no sin. And so he came to destroy sin, sickness, and disease, and all the evil. He came to smash them from our lives. Hallelujah. Hey, Rikabuska. Indoria, Imblande, Eke, Santeraba, wherever you are, in any part of the world, listening to this message right now. Ha! I don't care what the devil has done in your life. I got good news for you. Jesus Christ of Nazareth came to destroy the works of the devil. He came to destroy sin from your life. He came to destroy sickness from your life. He came to destroy poverty from your life. He came to destroy hardship from your life. He came to destroy frustration from your life. He came to destroy every work of the enemy. So whatever God did not put in you shall be rooted out. And of course, Jesus made that statement in Scripture. He said, whatever my Father did not plant shall be rooted out. Whatever God did not put in your life shall be rooted out. Jesus made that statement. Which means what should be rooted out is evil. What should be rooted out is not what God has put in you. So what God did not put in you is rooted out. In the name of Jesus Christ, what God did not plant in your life, in your family, in your home, in your business, whatever God did not build into your life is rooted out today. In the name of Jesus, it is rooted out. over 2,000 years ago on Golgotha, healed Jesus, destroyed the works of the devil. All what we need to do is to appropriate what Jesus did into our lives. We need to receive. We need to know that the devil is no longer in charge. He has been paralyzed. Have you been a paralyzed person walking with one leg? You know, they are leaning on crutches. You know, they are not as active. It's like a roaring lion. It's not a lion. It's just like a roaring lion moving about seeking whom to devour. But thank God for Jesus. He is the lion of the tribe of Judah. He has come to devour the devil. He has come to devour demons. He has come to devour every spirit, every power of that. He came to devour sin, to devour the enemy from our lives. Hey, Rikaba Andoria Imblondo Yokonda. Something good is happening right now. Yes, God is relieving his power. And his power is coming against everything that God did not plant in your life. Is being shattered to pieces. That migraine headache is being shattered to pieces. Those problems in your body are being scattered to pieces. Let God arise. And our enemies be scattered right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. God, arise and let our enemies be destroyed, be scattered forever in the name of Jesus Christ. For this reason, the Son of God was manifested. Oh, yes. This is the month of December, the month where we commemorate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. The month in which we remember how he was born to save us, the month we meditate on the things he came to do here on earth. It is a special month, and I want to advise every one of you listening to this sermon that this is a special month of the year, the 12th month of the year. This is the month that links you into 2020. It's a time of prayer. It's a time of being in the presence of God. It's a time of reading your Bible and praying and getting ready for 2020. It's a time where you decree and declare what God should do in 2020. What God says, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. The Christian, the believer, the born again, those who are walking in the Spirit, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. You begin to decree what you want God to do in 2020. What does God have for you? What is God's plans and purpose? Begin to communicate to God right from this month of December. Begin to touch heavens with your prayers. Hey, Rakaboske Enderi Emblondo Iskanda. Yes, God is showing me somebody. You are listening to this message right now. There is a garment of favor coming upon your life. A garment of favor. It's like Jacob handing over a special garment to Joseph in the Bible. And that garment symbolizes favor, the grace and the mercy. Because favor, grace and mercy are imputed by God. It's not something you walked to get into. It is something that God puts on you a robe. Ha, Rekabo, Hiska. Ah, I receive it too. Hey, I receive the garment of praise in the name of Jesus. I shall praise God throughout this year as I enter 2020. I want you to begin to receive it right now. God has released an anointing of praise and worship. God has released a garment. God has released a robe of divine favor, divine grace, divine mercy, divine healing. It's coming on you right now. Receive it. Wherever you are in any part of the world, begin to receive, receive, receive. You shall be highly favored. The angel said to Mary, thou shall be highly favored among all people. There is a garment released today. There is a robe released by God. It's coming on you. It's coming on you. Wherever you are hearing this word of God, God has released the robe of divine favor, divine grace, divine mercy. You shall be highly favored. As you walk into 2020, you shall be highly favored. You shall find grace. You shall find help where there is no help. People shall go out of their way and grant your heart desire. Receive that anointing right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, Ricky Boska. In Blondo, in Blanda, I receive it all. even me, I receive it all. God, I shall be highly favored. Hey, Rikaba, the garment of praise, I receive it. The garment, the robe of grace and mercy and favor, I receive it into my life right now. In the name of Jesus, I receive it to my ministry. Yes, you receive it right there. Those listening by the radio, you are receiving it in the name. You shall be highly favored. In the name of Jesus, it is high time to favor Zion. Now is the time. You are the Zion of today. Receive that grace now. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for blessing your people today with this word. Lord, something new is happening in their lives. Something good is happening to us. Yeah, we receive it. Yes, Lord, we receive it. Hey, Raboski, in that, in Blandayeki, Saint Tribu. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us today, for bringing us thus far from January to December. Now we're getting ready to get into getting ready for the new year. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's not by our power, not by our might, but by your grace, oh God. We give you glory. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. You are holy. And forever you are God. We praise you, Lord. You are holy. And forever you are God. Yes, thank you, Jesus. We can please can you introduce yourself? The number 708-475-2693. Can we hear from you? You have any testimony or comments, or you want to share something? You are free to talk now. Hello? Hello? All right, the person is not ready yet. Thank you, Jesus. You need to open up your heart for the Savior. When Jesus was to be born, Mary was told there's no room in the inn. There's no room in the inn. And so Jesus was born in a manger. Now, if you say there is no room in the inn, then Jesus will be born in a manger. Remember, we are commemorating the birth of Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter whether he was born on the 25th of October. What we are talking about is Jesus was born. Once upon a time, the Savior of this world was born, you know, in Bethlehem, Judea, the city of David. And the truth about it is that he was born. We don't mind whether it was 15th or 20th or 25th or 30th, that really doesn't come in at this time. Even when he died on the cross, we don't have to bother about the dating. What day did he die on the cross? Those things are very immaterial. And what I'm trying to bring out is they make room for the Savior. They said there was no room in the inn. And so Jesus was born in a manger. It shouldn't be. We should make room for the Savior to be born in our hearts as we commemorate the birth of Christ this month of December. As we remember, we commemorate, we meditate on the birth of Christ. I want you to have it at the back of your heart that you must make room for the Savior. Make room for Jesus in your life. Make room for Jesus in your home, in your family, in your business. make room for the Lord Jesus to rule and reign supreme. Of course, if you go into the scriptures and you want to find out the reasons why Jesus was born, the purpose of his birth, you find that Jesus was born to rule and to reign on earth. You know, he, apart from that, he came to save us, to deliver us. He was born to rule. Now, you need to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ and let him rule and reign in your life as your Savior and Lord. Don't lock him up. Let the Savior be born in your home, in your family, in your business. Open up and let Jesus come in. Somebody's knocking and it must be Jesus. Won't you let him in? Somebody's calling and it must be Jesus. Won't you let him in? Let him in, let him in. Today, to come in, to stay. Let him take control and let our Lord come in. Come in, come in, come in, come in, come. Somebody's knocking and it must be Jesus. Won't you let him in? Somebody's calling and it must be Jesus. Won't you let him in? Let him in, let him in. Today, to come in, to stay, let the Savior come and let him have control. Somebody's knocking and it must be Jesus. Will you let him in? Somebody's calling and it must be Jesus. Will you let him be? Let him in, let him in. Today, to come in, to stay, come and take control, and let our Lord come in. Come in, come in, come in, come in, come in. Somebody's knocking and it must be Jesus. Will you let him in? Someone is knocking at the door of your heart today. You need to open up your heart and let the Savior come, the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Love, the Everlasting Father, the King of Kings is knocking at the door of your heart. He wants to come in and sup with you. If you open up, he will come in and be your Lord and Savior and save you eternally, and you will have everlasting life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Let him come in today. Don't lock up yourself. Don't lock your door. Don't lock your room. Don't lock yourself up. Don't lock your heart. You need to open up and say, welcome, the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Lords, the Everlasting Father. We welcome you into our hearts, into our lives. There is room in the inn. Hey, the cable car. I like this one. There is room in the inn. Make room for the Savior to be born in your life today. Don't lock him out and say there was no room in the inn, so he needs to be born in a manger. No. No, Jesus doesn't have to be born in a manger. You need to open up your life. You need to open up your heart. You need to open up your spirit and let the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords be born in your heart this day. Let him come in and sup with you. Let him be your personal Lord and Savior so that you can have eternal life. See, many people lock Jesus out of their life, and that's why they have trouble. If you don't have Jesus, then you have trouble, because Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the Prince of Peace. He's the owner of peace. He said, peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. He gives peace. Now, when you reject Jesus, the author of life, You have rejected peace. And it is the reason people have troubles because they don't have peace. You know, I have peace like a river. I got peace like a river. I got peace like a river in my soul. I got peace like a river. I got joy like a river. I got peace like a river in my soul. Yes, let the Prince of Peace come into your life today and dwell in you to destroy the works of the devil. God bless you. I want to thank every one of you for listening. The Lord continue to reward you abundantly as many that are praying into the new year. I tell you, God will answer your prayer and he will continue to bless you abundantly. Please forward this message to everyone you know. Email it to them, text it to them, share it with them, and send it to them. It shall be a blessing to their life because this message is so anointed to destroy the works of the devil. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. And feel free to email us ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. For those of you who want to write us, it is Our Miracles Radio, Post Office Box 281, Lanham, Maryland, 20703, USA. Again, for those who want to write us, it is Our Miracles Radio, Post Office Box 281, Lanham, Maryland, 20703, USA. And you can reach us on the phone as well. Area code 202-460-7110 or 202-240-552-5899. Jesus loves you. We love you, Felicia and I. We send you all happy greetings. And you will end this year happily and triumphantly, gloriously. And you will begin the new year gloriously in the name of Jesus. You will not end this year badly. You will end this year joyfully in the name of Jesus. And you will you enter 2020 triumphantly and gloriously in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. The number 708, are you ready? All right. We shall have another section again. Hello? Hello? Somebody's knocking.